So as I was saying, we have a synod report today as well, so my sermon is fairly short. We'll call it a sermonette. And I noticed in the gospel reading today that the Holy Trinity is mentioned, so I thought, what better time to try and explain the Holy Trinity in 5 minutes? So that's what I'm going to do, and I'll get right to it. God the Father. Well, the first thing I would say about that, it's not about God's masculinity. To do so is to really miss what Jesus is saying in terms of God. As I'm sure you well know, Jesus uses the word Abba. Abba, in the language that Jesus was speaking, Aramaic, translates into daddy. It's not a masculine form that he's looking for, it's a relational form. It's a relational depiction of God. And who is God? God is parent. God is love. God is guidance and teacher and protector, as daddies and mummies do. Therefore, Jesus' depiction is not about gender. It's about relationship. And Jesus is responding to a question that someone asked him, well, who are you and who is God and what does you're talking about the Holy Spirit, what does that mean? And it always, and notice how open he is about the answer. And I think it's important to say it's always important for the church back then and now and in the future to ask questions about that. Who Jesus is, who God is, who the Holy Spirit is, who the three in one are, may be very different to you as they are to me. And the wonderful thing is that we can talk about that and share our ideas, our experiences, and that sort of thing. So, God the Father, a relational experience. God the Son. Jesus is very clear that he does the will of his Father, and the will of his Father is one with him. They're on the same page. They tend not to differ in what they do. God's commands are the very same one that Jesus has taught and lived throughout his life here on earth. And if we want to meet and experience the fullness of God, we can meet and experience the fullness of God in Jesus. When you meet Jesus, you meet God. Jesus prays for us to be one with God, and he and God are one with each other, and we are all one with each other, a community of love, peace, and joy. And so Jesus was a soul full of love for God and full of love for all humanity, including his neighbors and, as he instructed us, including our enemies. So the Son of God is about being with us and loving us on our journey here and now. God the Holy Spirit, described in the gospel reading as teacher and, interestingly enough, reminder. I love the Holy Spirit because I need to be reminded of things all the time. Our very best teachers, if you think back to when you had them, our very best teachers are the ones who see the very best in us and encourage us to go forward and be better than they were. The Holy Spirit in the gospel tells us that the Holy Spirit is our guide, our advocate, our companion, our helper, and our comforter. And the Holy Spirit reminds us of who Jesus is. And who is Jesus? Jesus is the one that turns lives around. He's the one that forgives forever and always. Jesus is the one who never, ever gives up on you or me. Jesus is the one who sees miracles where others see only despair. So the Holy Spirit brings Jesus' teaching into the present situation of our lives and shows us the way forward. So who, what is the Holy Trinity? It is the three in one and the one in three. God the Father lovingly created us. God the Son lovingly walks with us. And God the Holy Spirit lovingly guides us forever and always. So who is the Trinity, the three in one, the one in three?